For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Mammoth Cave National Park recently rolled out some new additions to its alternative fuel fleet. It's part of a partnership between the National Park Service and the U.S. Department of Energy's Clean Cities program. The goal of the program is to preserve natural and historic resources and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Dan Modlin talks with Mammoth Cave National Park Superintendent Patrick Reed.
Patrick, I understand Mammoth Cave National Park was selected to be the first rollout site in this national program.
Well, we've had a very good green fleet all along here at Mammoth Cave, but we were recognized for the rollout of this new program with the Department of Energy and with the Kentucky Clean Fuels Coalition because of a good track record. It really will replace some existing propane buses that we have with newer, more efficient models, four of them, and it's replaced two of our gasoline pickup trucks with propane pickup trucks. And one of our gasoline Cushman-type vehicles that we use in the campground with an all-electric GEM vehicle that we can utilize there. And this will certainly reduce overall our footprint of hydrocarbons here in the park as far as setting a leadership example, too, in terms of how we can make adjustments to alternative fuels and reduce the carbon footprint and be a greener park as a result.
I think a lot of people in our audience may not be familiar with propane as a fuel for vehicles like this. Apparently, that does help to reduce emissions.
Yes, it does. It burns much cleaner than gasoline, and it does reduce the emissions that come out of the vehicles. We will run one of our buses here an average of about 400 miles a day, running people back and forth to various cave entrances during our summer season here. And so that's a lot of trips, and even though our fleet is relatively small by comparison to all the vehicles that are out on the road in the Commonwealth and throughout the United States, it's important that we, as the resource preservation-focused, mission-based organization, that we look at setting a good example in terms of what we are doing here, both in terms of these alternative fuels and also significant recycling and other sustainable practices at the park.
That probably fits in well with the educational mission, too. You have a lot of young people who come to the park every year, and this is a way to kind of show them some sustainability in practice.
Well, this partnership, we've created kind of a new decal logo called the Flowering Flame for it here. It's on all of our vehicles here with the different alternative fuels, and we do use ethanol E10, E85. We use biodiesel, and we use the propane, of course, and electric for here. But it is a great educational opportunity. And we have some 650,000 visitors a year that come to the park here, and it gives us a lot of opportunity to educate and expose people to what we're doing here, and then that they can take this message home and apply this back home to the vehicles that they operate and to the way they have their homes in terms of and what they do in terms of recycling. And so there is a great opportunity here to contact a great number of people and to get a message out that will have a cumulative effect that will be very positive for the environment.
And Pat, on a personal note, I understand that after 42 years of working in the National Park Service, you will be retiring at the end of June.
Well, it's been a joy to be able to spend 42 years working in some of the most beautiful and historically important and culturally important sites really in the world and throughout the National Park System. And I've had the privilege of working in 11 of them, and it's just been a great blessing to me and my family to be able to do that. And I certainly have enjoyed it and very passionate about the mission of the National Park Service. And you know, we have a lot of good people here that will carry on.
Mammoth Cave National Park Superintendent Pat Reed. Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone National Park will roll out some new alternative fuels programs in their areas later this year. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.